שלום לכם, תודה שאתם
איתנו. Hello everyone, thanks for being with us on the New Life show. Our show with Dr. Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Hello Yael Eshedarel. Hello. And our theme today is we're taking a journey through time. We want to leap into the world of the future and depict it. Take a clean slate and depict a new, improved, better world into which we want to progress into. It's not in order to simply depict a picture or whatever, but to understand how are we going to live in the future, how is it better than what we have today, and how, through this new system that we're creating, we'll feel better, a good life, a new life, will we get up with happiness, grow our children in happiness, and rejoice life in general. Let's go into the future. Yael, you're the guide. Hello, everyone. After we talked about our problems in the employment world and the changes that it's undergoing, the biggest change is the ideal future world of employment that you talked about on previous shows, where you've actually described a world in which people were working much less than work today. We consume much less than we consume today. We consume what we really need and want. You showed two options. One is that part of the people work a few hours and the others are studying during this time. And the other possibility is that it's shared in general among the population and הרבה יותר טוב, עולם של ערבות הדדית, עולם שמה שמאפיין אותו זה יחסים טובים בין בני אדם, And together we'll build this much better world where everyone is working in participation, and economically wise, people are getting their money from the government, all the different services, health, education, and so on. People will be much more balanced between work, family, donation to society, to oneself, and so on. All the parts are in balance with one another. And this show, as Owen said, on this show, I wanted to pick the picture where a person could really feel how will his life look like? What will it look like? His schedule, what does he do in the morning? What kind of work is he going to work on? If he's going to study, what is he going to study? What kind of professions will we have? What kind of relations will we have in this new world in terms of jobs? Is it going to be technological? Maybe it's going to be the very opposite. What will characterize the worker in this new world? We want to feel where are we headed. And we'd really like to open with a question. How does a person's day look like? He gets up in the morning, and what does he do? I'll allow myself to give a short introduction. First of all, we have stumbled upon a situation where, for the very first time, maybe we have a problem with the development of man and society, because we were always drawn forward. Family, education, culture, industry, commerce, economy, finance, more and more of everything. And now, we're in a kind of a decline, depression. And what's interesting about it is that it's in all realms, in whatever we're engaged in, starting from science and down to caring for babies. We don't know how to advance, how to progress. We don't have the strength nor the desire for it. And we are in a kind of an inner weariness. You can see it on the younger generation. When I was young, then, you know, to travel and discover and earn and gain and today, they're ready to sit in front of the computer all day long or even without a computer, simply blah, 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 and that's that. They have this kind of a weariness to begin with, and lack of interest in different things. Of course, the media supports it and so on and everything else. And also, this is actually how the culture is. The problem is that the question is as follows. Either we do everything spontaneously, as always, and then wherever this trip takes us, that's where we'll go. That's where we'll go, and since we already have experience, we can kind of see what is the future like from all the information that we have to this day. It's pretty clear. There's a lot of research about it that up to 5% of the world's population will have to be engaged in industry, in commerce, maybe another 5% in services, different services in terms of serving each other, including medicine, including everything. Meaning that we, in order to arrange our corporeal life, our materialistic life, we don't need more than 10% of the population. The place where we need the population in general, and this won't change, but it only go and grow, is education, the field of education. If we really want to give a good education to the younger generation, that's where we need a lot of people. There you have everything, even particular training and group training and big groups, larger or smaller groups. There you need all the people, maybe 50% of all the population to be engaged in this. All the rest of the professions. Today we're already talking about a doctor being a robot. And everything. In short, really, so what follows is that we don't really have much left to do in the world besides studying and teaching. This is actually the, I think, most common thing that people will do. The next thing, or the second thing, in order to come to the future world where we say that 90% of the world are unemployed, they're not working. It's men and women, just like today, and kids from the younger ages that suppose they want to advance in something or do something in general. I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about the youth at the age of 18, 20. We have to arrange life in the world so that a person, he gets his livelihood or some kind of, he gets some kind of a like allowance, regardless of what he is engaged in. Either he's working, or he could be an engineer or an economist or whatever, or maybe he's not working at all. Meaning, we completely, totally disconnect his standard of life, the level of his living, and the reception of whatever money he gets, cash, however you call it, allowance, doesn't matter. From the place of his work, or what does he study? But what he has to do is what society tells him to do. Like today, more or less, society tells you to do, that you have to do this, 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 and that. And it seems to a person that he chooses, but eventually he takes what seems most suitable for him, and so on. So it will also be for the future, especially that it'll come after education. After the acquisition of knowledge and the part of education. So everyone will get the same standard of life, and 100% of the population, not 70, not 50, but 100% of the population has to undergo this standard of education. We have to adapt a person to life in the new society, which won't work unless he changes according to the new conditions. We know what happens to a person if he's not doing something, if he's jobless and so on. We see it. We see it all over the world. There's no such thing that a person is unemployed. What he's doing is that he is getting education and he also becomes an educator himself. This is his work. This is how we live. And thank God we have reached the right point in time that this is what we have to do, to bring ourselves to take on the form of a human being. And like we said, that only 10% will work and 90% won't, or we'll divide the burden of those 10% to the 100%, but then each one of us will work only a few days a month. It's not important. It's not critical. We'll do it in the most convenient way, but undoubtedly that those 10% that do work, suppose they're the only ones that work, but they must undergo the same education, teaching, acquisition of knowledge, and so on that everyone else does. It could be as an addition at their working place, in addition, but it doesn't matter. Everyone undergoes the same education, the same change. And the education is considered to be work, meaning that learning in the new educational system, in the integral education, which is divided into acquisition of knowledge and education, or learning and teaching, it is necessary for everyone. Without that, you don't get any allowance. There's nothing. Well, without that, it doesn't work. You have to. It's the same as going to the whatever civil duties that you have to keep. Suppose here in Israel, it's going to the army and so on. So a person from the age of 3, he starts. Well, he has to be undergo education from the...
to 120.
Yeah, from the age of 3 to 120. And it's a must for everyone. That goes without saying. Without that, you can't be a part of society, you can't get anything. You only have air to breathe and something that you find for yourself, but otherwise, they disconnect from your society.
We talked about that when he has to go to study, to learn, it's like obligated. It's an obligation. How can we make him feel that he wants to do it?
It's a part of life without which we can't live. Here, through the media and all the different forms of media, it really has to be a part of, become part of our awareness, our consciousness. It's not in order to study and fill our brains with something, information or whatever, but by this we improve. By this we become ready for the new life.
What is there in this study, in this education, because it doesn't have such a positive... It's not something, a competition that you want to gain something. What will be in this education that would be different than what we know for now and we want to come there?
We'll actually learn about unity, connection. The purpose of what we learn is to connect all of humanity as one man and one heart, for everyone to feel everyone else, and for this feeling to be a natural feeling, and that it will not depend on the amount of knowledge, but this will be different exercises for hours and hours in a convenient way without any pressure. We go through it in a way that is as if unnecessary. On the one hand, it's a must for everyone. On the other hand, the spirit by which we progress one toward the other is a spirit, a good spirit, a spirit of a pleasant spirit, in which we really feel that by this we're cured from the different problems and calamities, and how soft our children become, how much they improve, how much our life becomes better, how the relations in a family, they lose any tension, they're all courteous and mutuality and reciprocity, and how then from there we turn to taking care of the younger generation and also the elderly. That it is specifically the education which is the key for the general organization of society. That's why, first of all, we take care of that. We're engaged in education, we undergo education, and the more we progress in education, the more we cause social change. So it won't come under pressure, so it won't be something that comes through coercion, but that we ourselves see how we can improve society ever more.
So, according to what you're saying, there is an experience, a very positive experience, that I go out of this education day. How many hours a day?
I think 7-8 hours a day, the way it is today.
Like my work day. Instead of going to work,
I said that we accept this being our work. Because a person works on himself, on his relations with society. It's work. It's efforts nonetheless, but pleasant efforts.
When I exit this day, as opposite to going back from work, I have a lot of stress, come back home, that I accumulated during the day. I exit this day of education. What is my feeling?
Wait a moment. You come out with a pleasant feeling, with a feeling of good, of beauty. You don't leave with under stress. And I also think that in these places, most of these places, the whole family is going to be there together. Men, women, children will get our breakfast, lunch, dinner there. It's most of the population, besides those that necessarily have to work in necessary places, where they have everything as well. And this is why I think that going to these places in the morning, going from home to a nearby place where we learn how to be in a more corrected society, how to build a person, how to build a human being, and by him to build society, I think it's going to be pleasure.
So I'm going with my husband there in the morning. The children go to where they get their education.
Right.
Even if I had a fight with him last night, things...
I don't think that there's that much to fight about. You'll accept it as, like, homework. You'll get it as homework.
Okay, so there's homework.
Yeah, try and have a fight about something.
Okay, so I exit there, and where do I proceed? We get home, back from all our day. What happens after and during my day? Either I go to work or go to study. It's 4 o'clock.
I think much later, because we want to fill a person as much as possible. And of course, later on, he has... cultural events. He could sit at a restaurant or go to see a show. We're also talking about the spirit of that will roam that place. It is the spirit of good relations, courtesy, with a smile, because all of us, all the time, get the importance of the connection between us, because the connection, it protects us, saves us from the calamities of nature, of fate, family, kids' education, all these things. This is what we need.
You mean, after those hours of work or study?
You live your life, as always, with your family, your relatives, your neighbors. They come to your house, you go to their house, you go to the city, you go downtown, you go to see a concert, you sit in some park, whatever, but it's a different spirit. A person remains a person only out of his uncompetitive relationship toward his environment. The whole characteristic of his connection and relations between all people are different. And correspondingly, of course, there are vast changes in what you see in the theater and the movies, on the streets, everywhere. It's going to be a soft spirit of things.
So I arrive home, I'll tell you what I do today. I'm with my kids. Every kid goes to his own activities. One has theater, music, gym, one has goes to tennis, everyone with his interests. I do what I am interested in, things that I like to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
One likes to play football. Do these hours have any importance?
Of course a person needs leisure time, and if a person during the day has to go someplace, he can decide on it with wherever he studies that he has to do something, or he's engaged in sports, he has this inclination, so what, we won't allow him to do it? Of course we will. Everything is very free, only he has to make up for what he missed differently.
Is there an importance for the free time?
Sure.
What is the importance?
That there you express your ability to connect with foreign people that you don't meet on the street, at your home, in your neighborhood, or at your studying place. And then you come to the stadium, you go to the theater, you go to different places. A person, he also gets some kind of an urge to go out a bit more, to festivals, to different events of the kind.
You're describing like a party.
It's not that it's not a celebration. Suddenly, I no longer want to hide myself behind my four walls, but I want to go out and feel the environment as much as I can because it gives me pleasure.
Do you prefer different kinds of activities?
It's all up to the person himself.
And his personal all his abilities?
His abilities, qualities. Suppose I like filming. So I go to a certain kind of course. And someone else, he has different other abilities, so he goes to something else. I don't want to talk about everything after the spirit between us changes, then we add that meaning, that besides the studying, besides the necessary things for our corporeal existence, meaning in terms of body, we have to develop everything and anything that will help us intermingle, mix with one another.
Who funds everything? You're saying we have more jobs. If our free hours is a common thing, will become a common thing, much more than today, who will finance everything?
Suppose our society, which is entirely in order to publicize this new ideology of the integral education. So we have a studio, and more than one. And we have equipment and technical people and translators and helpers and hundreds of people the world over are working on it. We have hundreds of people working, thousands of people working around the world, and we didn't even reach the tiniest beginning of the spiritual empire that has to rise not only from us, but that has to be built in the whole of humanity. So, of course, we're talking about an entire industry, but it is all targeted at educating the person. Everyone has the same spirit of things. So, first of all, we have to develop. When we say the person simply goes to study something, what do you mean simply goes studying something? Where are the teachers, the educators, the different equipment that he needs, the movies, the theater, the music, the songs, the games? There have to be great big universities where we prepare the educators. And the creative people that we need to prepare the materials and everything around, and how to influence a person nicely, comfortably, according to the different kinds of mentality and perception. There are really a lot of things here. I don't think we'll have any free time asking ourselves, okay, what are we going to do? Everyone's going to be engaged in this, that specifically, as a result of being in this tutorial system that will put us into a position of learning ourselves.
You said also in our free time, everything will be in the spirit of education.
Yeah.
How does education connect to free hours?
Wherever I go, why do I have free time or leisure time? What for? Leisure, it means that now I choose some kind of an occupation that pleasures me. So, bit by bit, we bring a person to a state that the pleasure, he derives pleasure from being connected with others in the best possible, most convenient way, in a friendly way, meaning sports will take on a new characteristic. The culture, so the expos, all the different expos will take on a new different form. It'll all take on a new form. I'm attracted to it in order to connect with others, because I derive more pleasure from connection than out of taking beautiful photographs. That the beautiful photograph that we made is as if in order to create connection between me and others.
A person, let's say a photographer or a painter, a photographer has to go out to film or to take photos. A painter has the tendencies to be by themselves.
No problem.
Where will be the interaction with others?
I don't know. Let's let them do it. But as a result of the education and inclination toward painting or artistry, then they'll find the combination between the two. There is no coercion here. Just to give the right kind of education, and people will find what to do with their leisure time in order to whatever they acquired into their...
And I go back to the question, who funds everything?
Into their occupation and society. We work in order to fund this too, sure. That we talked about 10 or 5% of the population that work in order to cover the basic bodily, our basic bodily needs. We need many more in order to cover for these needs that come to us as the human needs that we have. I have to develop education and culture and our leisure time and more and more. Again, we're not doing it, meaning that it's directed from above, do this and do that. The emphasis is on education, and the education itself will form all the different kinds of employment and so on.
I feel from your words that you mean to open a person to new places, and naturally his tendencies, his relationships, it will be very different.
Very different. Because we feel that the basis is different. Today, the basis of things is in order to be proudful over the other, make your living at the expense of others, but the basis will change. Different things will rise, will be created that are as a person's natural inclinations, like you say, for painting, for music, sculpture, sports, different things. You like baking cakes. Great. So today you have these circles as well. Only that you're not simply going to this circle. Suppose today I hear from my wife that she goes to some circle. A large part of that circle is that she mixes with other women. And there's what to talk about, and there's so on. And so I hear about it patiently and so on. But it will be much more than that. We will reach a point where the thing that will aim people, that it won't be evil competition, but good competition. We didn't even talk about the competition. That people, in this new form of competition, they will have an urge to donate to society. How much can I donate to society more than others? And not that, God forbid, I cause harm to others. From our point of view, we don't really know how to see these things, but when I want for everyone to succeed, and I want to succeed even more. What I want to say that we did not suppress any inclination in a person, any of his qualities or characteristics. What we do is we only come to a state where we only come to a state where we give each and every one the ability to develop, but atop or under the new education.
I think you already answered a part of the question, but today what we see as important is money and status.
Right.
That is a measurement of success.
So the new measurement will be happiness. Meaning, are people happy in life as a result of being in this new direction? Each one gets the same as all the others, equal with the others. Everyone has the same standard of living. Everyone has just one source of pleasure left, which is connection with people. And it's expressed through culture, through different forms like, through different forms that also come from connection.
Who will fund everything? You give us a great feeling. You give us a lot of security. Now I have to defend myself all the time, that no one's tricking me. I have to be in a very strict competition with everyone.
Today we cheat each other.
Yes.
Yes, someone funds us.
I get money and this is what funds me.
So if you erase from the whole world, let's say the businesses that there's no need for, businesses that we don't have to create different things that they make in order for us to throw away later on. If we use correctly all the new technologies, if we stop fighting, sustaining lawyers and giving them a living and accountants and so on and so forth, if we cut out with all these things, you'll see that what's left are 10% of the world that are working, and they cover all the needs. You need photography, you'll have a Xerox. You need gym equipment, you'll have that. You'll have everything. but in a normal way. So no one will have to sell these things, make a living off it, become rich, and control others. There's no urge. There's no urge to manufacture things that no one in society needs, but a rational need.
And this natural tendencies that a person has, that you talked about it earlier, to painting, to photography, everyone with his own, everyone with their own personal realm. How will it come in action to express?
To the extent that we can provide for these needs, we'll develop them. Again, out of the good, nice desire which we have coming as a result of the right integral education.
Today, a person mainly shows himself through work, expresses himself through work, his attributes.
Let's have an agreement. What's your profession?
I'm an advisor. Work advisory.
I see that you can't let go. So please, I'm asking, write down that you now are arranging the world according to the new employment, which means to give every person education, integral education, and then integral employment, necessarily. And that's it.
Now, what is integral employment?
To give a person the ability to express himself in relation to others as education necessitates him to.
Meaning, if I have a tendency for
engineering, okay, then probably you'll be able to find a working place and where we build or where we plan things that society needs. Why should these professions disappear? What, we're going to live on clouds? We're going to eat a sandwich from morning till night? We'll get a pill and that'll be enough? We'll live very normally, like today. There's nothing new under the sun. Only the connection between people will change its quality, and correspondingly it will clean the world from all the waste. It's like you're pushing water through a dumpster. You take all the garbage away and only the good things are left there. This is what education does for society. It passes its water through society, cleaning all the garbage, all the unnecessary professions, all the forms of behavior, education, everything, including everything, goes out as waste, and it also brings with it those waters. Living with the water of life, that then a new life starts to develop, to grow in that very place. So what I want to say is that houses, food, clothing, extracurricular activities, industry, whatever, it stays, including your apartment. It doesn't take on some deviated form that now you're going to live in some weird box. According to a person's physiology, he needs these things. He needs a place. Everything stays as is. The change of relations between people, that we're not competing each other in order to harm one another, if we clean ourselves of that waste, where a person is a threat to another person, then by that we will see how, or from what forms of connection, from which profession, from which systems do we cleanse ourselves from suddenly. We cleanse society, humanity in general, and what you have, what's left is left. Maybe we'll have to add something. Circles for the grown-ups, for children, educational systems, yes. Whatever expression he wants in culture, in some occupation, some industry, yes. Many people, they like building, they like doing some... Yes, everything, yes, including what you love. Only it's a, and it's a must for us to do this. But if you do it with a good spirit of things, then everything falls into place differently. That's the main thing. That's what we change. In this world, this world and the next world. The only difference between these two pictures is the approach to life. Let's get into this new world. Only the relationship between people, the change from bad to good, will define this new form.
It's very interesting what you're saying.
Because there's no revolution here, that we come and as if erase from the computer screen everything there is, I press delete and I start anew. Anew how? What, like we came out of the caves 100,000 years ago? No, the approach is, you see how strange it is what we're talking about. We need to arrange it still a lot in order to deliver it to the audiences.
It's interesting because I meet a lot of people that have this desire to go out to educate and to
guide, yeah.
To guide a lot of extracurricular activity. And a person in high tech wants to go and switch to be a teacher. He has to...
Lower standard,
yeah. He has a lot of desire to work in education and to start to teach in the leisure time. People love what they do and they want to pass it on.
Because it gives a good atmosphere. A person who's engaged in it, he's a bit more lofty.
Really like that.
On a cushion.
He lives with a connection to his inner qualities. He doesn't have to do what he has to do for make a living. And you're talking about something that's going to happen in this new world.
First, education.
Of course.
Education precedes.
The spirit of education, which is opening hearts. A spirit of better relations between people. It neutralizes all these pain and suffering and conflicts that we have today in our world. In our families, in our workplace, in all our different areas.
Yeah.
I have a small question about motivation. Let's say I'm a plumber. They're going to need a plumber in this new world, right? What will be my motivation? I went to study in the morning. I have this income, allowance. It's my duty today to work in as a plumber. What is my motivation to do it the correct way, the best way?
You got everything you need. You don't need the money.
Why should I work and work hard if I already get everything?
Look, first of all, if it says that this is what you have to do...
Yes, it does.
Then that's what you have to do. Otherwise, you won't get your basic needs.
I can do it in a good way. I can do it in a not good way.
There's also a kind of a supervision. Look, education can't be ideal, so it takes care of a person that a person works out of an idea. We can't rely only on that. These are already exalted degrees that we'll climb to in maybe dozens of years after treating them through education, but actually a person needs to know that his attitude towards society makes place for him in society itself, with whether he feels good or feels bad, how his neighbors treat him and population in general. If they feel that he works in a good way, in a nice manner, correspondingly, he merits. Sympathy from the environment, their attitude. Today, I burn my whole life in order to get and for attitude from the environment. I want to be rich. I want for my kids to be rich. I want to have everything. Why? Because it's how society sees me, looks at me. I want for them to honor me, to appreciate me, to envy me. That they'll see that I'm successful. A person that will work poorly according to the role that he knows how to do, and if he doesn't work well, then we'll know how he works, and society correspondingly will condemn him.
What will make me successful in this new environment?
Education and education only.
What's the difference between a person who's successful and a person who's not successful in this new world?
Probably he didn't get the right kind of education according to his urges, inclinations, natural inclinations, meaning.
What will be considered success?
Success is that he is ready to deliver himself to society in heart and soul.
I want to ask something here. One picture that is drawn from this discussion is, let's say, this plumber. He's basically turning to a state employee, like it is today.
State employee these days is trying not to do anything.
This plumber is in the same situation. Their income is already there.
No.
He comes to his client servant comes to his office. What's the difference between the private sector and the civil servant? When you come to a civil servant, you don't get treatment like you're worthy. But in the private sector, you get a lot of good treatments because they want you to come back. That's why, I mean, as a consumer, I rather the private sector. This plumber looks to me like a civil servant more than a private sector servant.
If a person... Look, you're wrong, because I just want to build this. Today, a person works in order to be appreciated by society as well. Eventually, this is what he works for. He doesn't need money. He doesn't need a beautiful home. He doesn't need beautiful clothes. He doesn't need all that. He should be appreciated by society and feel confidence. I have $1 million at home. Thank God. I'm less concerned. I have a good relation. I have a good relationship with society. Thank God I don't have to go out of my home wearing armor. I go out to the street, everyone says, hello, you know, who and what this is, who this is. I enjoy my kids, beautiful, nice, everyone is envious. This is what a person lives for. We are beasts, we are animals. This is how we're programmed to live. To be appreciated by society, to feel confidence. Now the question, if you live in a society in which its values change and it looks at you and says, he was led to, I don't know, be a plumber, be a plumber. I took him once, twice for work, three times, things became even worse. You think... And only these words. You get the same service, the same everything, but people, this is how they talk about you. It makes no difference for you?
It'll make a difference for sure.
All the more. Your kids come home. Your sweet little kids come home and say, Dad, you know what they say about you? Is it true? And ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, they tell you everything that they say about you. You're ready to burn yourself alive.
You know why today the public servants don't feel that way? Everyone knows there's parasites.
Because they're proudful toward their children that they're parasites. they tell their children, learn from us how to steal. And that's what they teach their kids.
And why would that change? That's what I'm asking too.
Guys, I don't get this. We're talking almost an hour now that the basis for all of the new society is education. What is there to talk about? 100% education, which is in the foundation of society.
Yes, but education is if you become, you make a person ideology, you change his ideology.
I educate a person. I build the media. I do everything that exists on radio, on television, everything in this direction. By this, I simply wash a person. I give him this inner scrub, as if I put, like, pipes into his ears through all these sockets. You put in pipes and you wash him from within. That's how it is. So you see, this is what I do.
What comes in and out of this wash, cleanse?
Into these pipes comes washing fluid called love another as thyself. Unless we do this, we're lost, we're doomed, we're finished, we have no choice, we have to. Now how do you do it? Easily, nicely, so that in the best scenario, we get full abundance, good society, beautiful children. Of course, it's hard. Today, I'm built in a way that I enjoy doing bad to others. And I stole. I don't even care how much I stole. The act itself is satisfying. Like the rich. He has 100 billion? No, he needs 101 billion. Why? I remember I saw on television this picture from some directorate in the U.S. during the crisis. So someone was asked, how many dividends did you hand around? He said, well, we got this and this and that. But $300 million, I got $300 million. And they say, where does it come from? He says, I did this and this and that. I have to get something. Something. $300 million. They call it something. And does he need it? You understand that before and after, he won't feel any difference. Where, pleasure. Here, through education, we have to give a person pleasure from something else and to suffer from other things. That's called education, the source of pleasure and the source of suffering. That's what a person lives off. What will aim him right and left through these reins? These are the values that we have to change.
What will be the source of pleasure in the new world?
A good attitude of other people toward you. Otherwise, you'll be erased from life altogether. They'll relate. They'll treat you as if you don't exist. To the wife, to the children, to the close environment.
And what would be the source of suffering?
That is the source of suffering. And also the source of pleasure. Children will say, today we heard about dad, this and that. You should imagine. What they say about you, you did good things, why didn't you tell us, and so on and so forth. How much will it influence him, huh? Does he need anything after that? Nothing.
So you got us in this washing machine?
That's education.
Yes, that's this washing machine, all these pipes, cleanse me.
Ideological work.
Okay. Now the material that you wash me with is love thy neighbor like myself.
No, it's not materials. I'm saying that this is the purpose of education, to reach a state of love another as thyself, because we live in an integral world. We have proof from nature, from science. We talked about it,
right.
So we have no choice. So this is what we came to. We've decided that we have no choice, and therefore we're coming now to realization. It's not that I feel like having a good life, making some kind of utopian nation. No, nature necessitates us.
Okay, we're just trying to understand what's going to be in that state. How will it look, this new world? I have to ask something. In my opinion, if I scrutinize this process, you're saying, I think through education and
social
cultural
processes,
I would create a source more powerful than money. You say, forget about money. Each of us gets what we need through our thoughts, not through money. You have to you disconnected this engine, and you want to create this engine.
Untrue.
Society will collapse.
Don't agree with that.
You'll call the plumber, and he'll say, "I'm on the way," like we say. Like you call the
Social Security.
You can wait.
Look. Today you work in order to be honored as well, to feel confident.
That both of them money gave me. Money measures how much respect I have, how much appreciation, how much security I have.
And we're reaching a society where it's not the money that will give you these things. You won't be able to buy it by money, but through your donation to society.
Then I'm asking about that. The engine today is money. It's clear. The engine for tomorrow is appreciation of the society gives me.
Today, people are looking for a new currency. You know, it's like there's these... also on the internet, there's a new currency. In general,
yes.
They're looking. This is the new currency.
That is?
How much are you donating to society? Did you donate? I don't know how you donate, but suppose one unit of donation... This is in your bank. Two units, two donations, three donations. The number of donations which you have in the bank.
Meaning everything would be based on appreciation and feedback.
Yeah?
If you ordered me as a plumber, then you're a city or a community. It would ask you, were you happy with this plumber? It would give me a grade from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Let's say you give me an 8. I have 8 units of positive work towards the society that I live in. It's exactly like money. You just switch the name. Same exact thing. Because today, a good plumber, I'll pay that much, and then not so good, I'll pay a bit less. In my payment, I express my appreciation. And so you'll give me, instead of dollars, you give me units, 1 to 10. She's a not so good plumber, she'll get 2, I'll get 8.
Only what? Bit by bit, we're moving from the state where you're controlled by the investment in society.
But it's the same thing today, unless you're a public servant.
You don't feel it, maybe, that you moved to my side, that you agree with me.
I don't understand.
What changed? Now, what's important for you is how much money you get, and may everything else burn. Then what's important for you is how much support, how much sympathy do you get from society.
Our time is almost up. We're going to make more talks and sessions about this. Let's try to get out with some kind of summary in the subject. The first subject is, what's our subject? Employment in our integral world in the future. In two sentences, how does a day in a person's life look in this world?
A person gets up in the morning, he has to go to work. He's compelled to go to work. Like today, everyone's compelled. Moms with little children go to one place, someone else to another place, someone else to a third place. Everyone, including everyone, goes to work.
Going to work.
Till the age of 2 or 3, I don't know, maybe they sit at home, but in general, everyone goes to work.
Yes.
They work either in a place where they physically work for the benefit of society, or they learn how to be good for the benefit of society, one of the two. From the youngest to the oldest. No pension, no nothing. Everyone's equal.
And besides that, everyone gets everything he needs to live. the best way you can. Nothing is...
Right.
All right, we're going to have to continue it. For now, thank you, Rav Lightman and Yael. I'm already buying a flying ticket to this new world. Hope you guys are too. We're going to meet there. It'll be fun. See you, new life.